serves dinner and tapas every evening, lunch on Fridays and Saturdays from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and a Sunday brunch. Registration is available for emails on news, menu changes, and upcoming special events.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be here in 5 minutes with in-depth weather. Mostly sunny today. High 83 is our forecast. Up to 66 now on Friends Plaza. And Jeff Bossert has AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Both Chicago newspapers report this morning that Illinois Senate President Emil Jones, a key legislative ally of Governor Rod Blagojevich, may be preparing to announce his retirement. The Chicago Tribune cites anonymous sources as saying that Jones, who turned 73 in October, was to make the announcement later today. Meanwhile, the Sun-Times quotes what it's called a high-ranking Jones ally, who declined to be named publicly, as saying the same thing. Both articles speculate as to who might take over the role and indicate that he could turn over the gavel to a hand-picked successor or leave it to party leaders. Jones is on the November 4th ballot. The powerful Democrat from Chicago's South Side has been in the legislature since 1973 and has led the Senate since 2003. Jones is currently preparing for the Democratic National Convention, where his protege and former state Senate colleague Barack Obama will accept the Democratic nomination for president. Illinois' Attorney General is still wanting hospitals to provide more charity care. Sean Crawford has that story.
Many of the state's hospitals get property tax breaks for giving back to the community. One way is charity care, but Attorney General Lisa Madigan isn't sure the hospitals are always living up to their end of the deal. She's battled with the healthcare industry over new requirements. Her latest effort involves bringing charity care into ongoing talks over the Certificate of Need process, which hospitals must go through in order to expand services or buildings. Madigan says how hospitals serve the poor should get consideration.
One of the things that we're looking at is making sure that, you know, in terms of getting a certificate of need, if hospitals need to come before the Health Facilities Planning Board, that part of that process would also be looking at the level of charity care that they're providing.
Hospitals are opposed to the effort. They say previous attempts to set specific targets for charity care would have led to financial problems. The Illinois Hospital Association says the amount of charity care has gone up over the past 3 years. I'm Sean Crawford.
Some parts of Indiana may already be experiencing a shortage in doctors that is expected to hit the rest of the nation in coming years. Indianapolis Medical Society President Heidi Dunaway told the Times of Munster that rural and inner city areas tend to attract fewer doctors and could be hardest hit. She says some rural Indiana counties have no doctors specialized in delivering babies, so women have to drive to a different county to deliver babies. Some analysts say the problem will get worse in future years. The Indiana University School of Medicine plans to increase enrollment by 30% and hopes to funnel doctors into inner city and rural areas by creating residencies there. Many areas of an East Urbana neighborhood say changing the zoning to bar, or many residents of an East Urbana neighborhood say changing the zoning to bar any new apartment buildings will help keep the area stable, but one property owner doesn't agree. AM 580's Jim Meadows has that story.
Alex Ruggieri says he understands the concerns of many in the area around Victory Park, just east of downtown Urbana. The vice president of Ramshaw Real Estate says he owns an old farmhouse in the affected area himself. But Ruggieri says placing new limits on what kind of development is allowed in the neighborhood is a bad idea.
Well, I think that's every person's right to expect when you buy a piece of property and it has a certain zoning that you can have certain uses by right as defined by law. But what's happening here is they're changing the law, basically changing the rules after the fact.
Chairman Chris Dorr of the Historic East Urbana Neighborhood Association says many homeowners in the neighborhood would be happy to see the zoning changed to bar multifamily housing to match other residential areas on the city's east side.
I don't think that some of the newer subdivisions, Stone Creek, for example, would like to have an apartment house of the kind that's put in our neighborhood constructed over there.
The rezoning proposal would not cover apartment buildings already built in the area. The Urbana Plan Commission will discuss the proposal this Thursday night. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
It was the old bait and switch, or in this case, rebate and switch. The Cook County Sheriff's Office has more than 30 fugitives who showed up at a fake tax office expecting tax rebates were stunned when undercover officers arrested them instead. Sheriff's deputies mailed 5,000 letters to people wanted on charges from failing to pay child support to burglary, telling them they could receive a tax rebate. As a result of leads from the operation, authorities also arrested another 34 fugitives in their homes. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bonser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And at 7:35, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. You know whose birthday it is today, Ed?
I have no idea.
Jeremy Hobson.
Jeremy Hobson, yeah. Who used to work with us and is now with Marketplace Morning Report.
That's right, and I don't think I'm breaking any rules by saying he just got a promotion with them, and he'll move from the Washington Bureau to the big one in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Jeremy. He's always been ahead of his time. If you have an age for him, I'm sure it's still pretty young.
But I don't have his age, but
20-something.
It's got to be 20-something. Ian Hobson's son, of course. And Jeremy started with us as a high school student when he was at University High.
Very good guy.
Mm-hmm. Great guy. So we'll note his birthday today and move on to